Then yesterday, the high court upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. How broad was that ruling?
Well, remember, it didn't even include surgical procedures. It included puberty blockers and other hormonal treatments. So, you know, when you're talking about President Trump's first few days of office and signing all kinds of executive orders dealing with things like, again, access to transition care, transgender athletes competing with women, access to bathrooms, transgender troops, and even requiring that passports can only have the sex assigned at birth and not transgender. This case has nothing to do with any of those. It doesn't have any precedential value. It really just says, in the most narrowest form, that a state, through its state elected representatives, has a right to decide for itself whether these drugs are safe and without risk. And the courts don't get involved, shouldn't be involved in these kinds of very private personal matters relating to gender transition.
Well, as we mentioned, that was a decision handed down yesterday. We still got quite a few interesting ones to come. And among the most interesting, the appeal from the Trump administration requesting the court lift nationwide injunctions blocking the president's executive order on birthright citizenship. So, Thane, first of all, the decision that we're expecting on this, is this going to be strictly on whether those district courts can issue injunctions that are nationwide, or will it deal with the heart of the matter of the executive order dealing with birthright citizenship itself?
Good question, Tony. If you were at the oral argument, you'd see that they were still arguing the merits of the case, right? Can the president overcome what many people describe as the citizenship clause, right? Birthright citizenship, simply by being born on this soil. In theory, that is legally irrelevant for this case, because that doesn't mean that they won't eventually get to the merits of the case and whether it's unconstitutional for the president to try to override unilaterally that provision, or what that provision even means, right? Because the idea is, what does it mean to be subject to the jurisdiction? These are all very interesting legal questions that in theory will not be in this opinion. This opinion, in that case, going back to your first question, this case has much wider implications, because it really goes to the power of unelected federal district court judges with lifetime appointment being able to put a pause to public policy implemented by a new president who believes that he has a mandate. And if they say, well, you might think you have a mandate, but what you're trying to do here is unconstitutional, it's my job to not only tell you that it's unconstitutional, but while we get through the merits of this case, to put a stop to that. So that's what the court's really looking at, right? That in the number of cases, this dealing with birthright citizenship, but remember, it dealt with all sorts of matters, including DOGE, right? Where, you know, there was a pause, a stop, a halting, a block placed by a federal district judge. And the question is, does a federal district judge have such power to put a pause and a halt to a policy that otherwise would be taking place nationwide?
Have we had decisions on this issue in the past on the power of those district courts to have nationwide implications?
Not really, but the Supreme Court in various comments throughout a number of cases, and even during oral arguments, raised that concern. So this is right for them. You know, this is something that they know is an issue, right? You know, they were arguing, well, maybe you can have a class action instead of to find ways for it to apply nationally. The argument is, if this is in fact unconstitutional, why should it apply only to one state? Why should a person who was born in a different state be deported if a court is saying that this is unconstitutional in another state? Shouldn't we just at least put a stop to it? That's really the best argument that they're making, you know, in favor of the nationwide injunction, to say otherwise you have disparate treatment. You have one judge saying it's unconstitutional. You have another court state that isn't making any decisions like that, and you're deportable. So, no, this has never been as directly discussed, the idea. And, again, it goes to, you know, the separation of powers, right? And it also goes to another issue, which is what are the Article II powers for the president? Are they limited in what way? President Trump has been saying to a number of the executive orders, back off when it comes to national security. Back off when it comes to stuff that has nothing to do with you, like immigration. This is clearly an Article II, you know, executive action, executive branch decision. That question has never really been resolved, right? Are there limitations to presidential authority under the Constitution when it comes to public policy, or more importantly, national security for the commander-in-chief?
Well, it will be fascinating to see the decisions that we get from the court. And Thane, thank you so much, as always, for giving us your insight.
Thank you anytime, Tony. Thank you.